Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin, Cousin Shade. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, I'll tell you, brother. We got us one heck of a weekend here. In the SEC, six conference matchups, two cupcakes for Shane to snack on before we get to the main course. I couldn't be happier. You know what?
Oh, cupcakes. I love them, man. You know, not like getting me derailed right at the start of the show, Mike. But no, all seriousness, I love it. I absolutely love it. And listen, Mike, we're coming to an end, right? We are coming to an end of this thing, and I hate to say it. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, so I'm going to enjoy those cupcakes like my life depends on it.
Well, you may be wrong about that, Shane. I referenced this on a show with Steven.
Yeah.
Shout out the great Josh Pate.
Mm-hmm.
He noted, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, if you go from the start of the season to the national championship game.
Yeah.
Again, I don't remember if it was Monday or Tuesday. It doesn't really matter. But that's the midpoint. So we're only halfway through if you look at it like that.
Well, yeah, as a crow flies, like with a calendar, you know? So you know what? I like that you're looking at this with a glass half full, Mike. That's unusual. You're usually the pessimistic one of the group. But if you said it that way, Mike, we got us a lot of football left.
Right, unless we don't have an SEC team in the championship, but we're not even going to entertain that.
Don't you know even start that nonsense. Get out of here.
Well, who you damn
got? Who do you got? Notre Dame and Iowa? Come on. Jesus. You know an SEC team will be there this year.
Hey, so how confident are you in the predictions? We've got, I don't want to reveal it.
Yeah.
I don't want to tip the hand or anything, but we got Cousin Jordan. He's back. We're back watching the show, but first time making the picks, Shane.
Yes.
Steven, ahead in the picks. He went conservative for the pick. I think he's just trying to hold on to that lead, I'll be honest with you. The Cousins, one behind Steven. I'm one behind the Cousins. And there's Shane all the way in the caboose there. Is this the week you catch up, you think?
Mike, the bad thing is this is the worst I've felt about games, right? I shouldn't say that. There's about three that I feel like I'm probably wrong on. The other ones I'm feeling pretty confident. So no confidence at all.
Okay.
But I mean, seriously, this has been such a crazy season that I'm convincing myself like extreme underdogs have a shot, you know? So we'll get to it.
I made that mistake last week. And we had to sing and dance for it. You know what?
That's true. Ooh.
All right. So buddy. Before we get rolling, though, we should always remind the Cousins, Shane, we got presenting sponsors this year. MyBookie, go check them out. MyBookie.ag. And don't forget that promo code SEC. It's on the screen there for a reason, Shane, because they're hooking the Cousins up with a buyback guarantee of up to $500 over at MyBookie. If you start up a new account, put in $500, use that promo code SEC. They're willing to give you the buyback guarantee. So if you listen to Shane and lose all your money this week, you get that money deposited right back in your account. But only if you use that promo code SEC. And guess what, Shane?
What?
No promo required over at Tennessee Legend. If your package store, liquor store, ABC store, whatever you call it, doesn't have Tennessee Legend, ask them why the heck not. Tell them we sent you. Get you some of the best Tennessee whiskey known to man. You know it.
Yeah, just say, are you not American? You know, I mean, Americans have Tennessee Legend Distillery on the shelf. So absolutely get that sent to you. I'm going to be at the Sevierville location next Friday. So if you're in town and you need a bottle before we go to the swamp, be sure to stop in. We'll have some sipping together.
What's going on next Friday? Is it another paint and sip?
I'm
going
to do a little painting, Mike. I'm getting pretty good at the old artiste.
You ever think about selling your paintings?
No,
I mean, you could probably make a lot of money.
Maybe after I do these Pavia walks and I die, you guys can auction them off, give them to charity or something.
All right, I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, we could be sitting on a gold mine and not even realize it, you know?
That's right, yeah. Leonardo, wait, what's his last name? I don't know his last name.
Da Vinci?
I about said DiCaprio, but yes.
Yeah, some of them DiCaprio paintings, you know what? All right, Shane, what do we got next? We got, we got our great friends over at the Prize Picks, Shane. Prize Picks, we've been partnered with them up for years. I think it's the fifth year in a row, Shane. We've been partnered with Prize Picks. Maybe you don't want to wager on the football games. You don't want to wager on the over-unders. Maybe you're more into the daily fantasy. That's what they got you covered over at Prize Picks. So go check them out. And don't forget, most importantly, that promo code SEC. Play 5, get 50 over at Prize Picks. So are you ready, buddy, to hear my Prize Pick selections?
Yes. Could you imagine paying for like 5 nuggets and then getting 50 back?
I could at Prize Picks, but that's about the only place I could imagine such a thing. You know what?
Absolutely. Talk about hitting the lotto. Yes. What do you got? What are we fading this week, Mike?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Shane.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking cupcakes. We're talking chicken nuggets. I'm a little worried of how damn hungry you are to make these predictions.
I know.
Have you not eaten dinner or have you just come off
it
wasn't
enough?
I've
been eating better. That's the problem. Right. A lot of chicken. I had like grilled chicken today. Ugh. And it's wearing off quick. I'll be good. I'll be good. I promise.
Okay. All right. Well, we better move on. Stop talking about desserts. All right. How about give me my man Ty Simpson, Shane.
Yeah.
Passing yards against Oklahoma, 268.5 passing yards. Give me the more than. Ooh. I think Ty Simpson hits 269 for the, again, not that Alabama's just going to just rip Oklahoma's great defense a new one, but I don't think they're going to be able to run the football whatsoever. So I think the only success Alabama's going to have in this matchup against his defense is for Ty Simpson to get us more than 268.5. So really 269 or more passing, and you'll be a winner over at Prize Picks.
I agree.
That's not good. That's double cousin curse right there. You know what?
It sounds too good, Mike. Sounds too good.
So now I'm going to kind of double up a little.
Uh-oh.
Because there's Ryan Williams, right?
Yeah.
There's Jeremy Bernard. Those are fantastic receivers. But people forget, Shane. People forget Isaiah Horton. 27.5 receiving yards for Alabama. He's their number two. It's not Ryan Williams. Isaiah Horton's the number two this year.
Yeah.
Give me 27.5 receiving yards. Give me the more than for Isaiah Horton. This could come in one big play.
I like it because we've got Horton hears you somewhere around here in the comment section. So I'll go with it as well.
Okay. And then I really like this guy, Shane. He's really emerged this season as Arch Manning's favorite target. Mm-hmm. Looking at you, Parker Livingston. 20.5 receiving yards for the Texas receiver over them dogs. Can Parker Livingston get to 21 receiving yards? I think he can. Give me the more than for old Parker Livingston.
Gonna need him. Gonna need him. So.
And then Jam Miller, Alabama running back.
Yeah.
Again, what did I say, Shane? They ain't gonna run. They ain't gonna run on this damn Oklahoma defense. Mm-mm. You know it. I know it. Even Stephen Upbear in the comments knows it. It's Jam Miller rushing and receiving, so it's a little risky because you're getting the receiving as well. 55.5 rushing and receiving. Give me the less than for Jam Miller. Does Jam Miller get to 56 total yards? You think?
I feel like the first play is going to be for 62. You know, just because. That's an SEC mic, you know? I don't know. You put some bad juju on this one already. Okay. Dude, you're talking a lot of Bama here.
Well, I did the less than on this one.
I know. A lot of eggs in that basket, though, you know?
All right. Well, how about this one? So this is my final one here.
All right.
We love Taylen Green on this show.
Yes.
He's going up against LSU. You know, at times, this has looked like an elite defense. Haven't looked like an elite defense here lately. And what's the thing, Shane, that gets this LSU Blake Baker defense more than anything else? A running quarterback. Mm-hmm. Taylen Green, this is a high number, 55.5 rushing yards. Give me the more than. I think Taylen Green gets at least 56 rushing yards because he may be running for his life, and he is just one tough son of a gun to tackle. So I think Taylen Green gets me 56 rushing yards or more.
No. I think they're going to make him throw the football. So I don't like that one.
Okay.
Mike gave me some choice words I'm not allowed to use.
he likes the less than. It's just more that or less than. Okay.
Yes, less than.
Well, I'll tell you what we need more of, Shane.
What do we need more of?
The weather forecast. Shout out Cousin James Bryant, who's got a pick. He's back. Sounds like it's going to be a great weekend in the SEC weather-wise, Shane. Enjoy the games. Let's kick it over to Cousin James Bryant. He's going to give us the latest forecast as well as his prediction of the week.
Hey, here we are, another week of SEC football, and man, I'm really excited about this. We've got some good games lined up. The weather has returned to being really warm. That's going to continue this weekend. We don't have anything real big on the horizon till the middle of next week when we get rain and storm chances back in the forecast. So here we go. We got 8 games, several in the morning slate. Got 3 games in the morning slate. We'll start in College Station, South Carolina at Texas A&M. Pretty good kickoff temperature there. 75 degrees. The high is 83, and it will be mostly sunny. Just to the east, we've got Arkansas at LSU. Watch out for this one. Arkansas, of course, they're going to lose, but I think they can make it very competitive, being that it's LSU and Arkansas. They'll have a few drives where they look great, and then they'll do something in the second half to mess it up. Make sure you take LSU to win, though. Morning fog there, kickoff temperature 75, high of 79 in Baton Rouge. To the north, you've got Tennessee Tech at Kentucky. That game, 12:30 Central, 1:30 Eastern. The kickoff temperature there, 66. The high is 70. And there will be southwest winds there that could gust to 20 miles per hour. The afternoon slate, a couple of games, one of them really good, another one kind of a snoozer. You got Oklahoma at Alabama at 2:30 Central, 78 at kickoff, and sunny. It'll be 70 degrees by the end of the game. So a very good forecast there. New Mexico State at Tennessee, not bad either. The 3:15, 4:15 time slot, the high is 71. It'll be sunny. You'll see low 60s there by the end of the game. And then for the night slate, really, really good games in the night slate this week. Another week where we could really use the YouTube quad box. So I'm hoping they get that resolved. But we've got Florida at Ole Miss at 6 o'clock Central, 7 Eastern. It'll be 70 at kickoff, 60s during the game and clear. To the east, you've got Texas at Georgia, 6:30, 7:30 slot. It'll be 68 at kickoff, mostly clear. You might have a west wind with gusts up to 20 miles per hour at times. So keep an eye out for that one, just a light breeze, maybe a little wind for that one, but still good weather. And then Mississippi State at Missouri, that's 6:45 Central. It'll be 67 at kickoff and clear as temps drop down to 60 by the end of the game. I don't have what I would call an upset pick this week, but I am going to pick Alabama to beat Oklahoma and to cover as they do so. I think that's a tough place for anybody to go play. I think Alabama's going to win. Another great week of weather. Warm for sure, but I think as we get into the later half of November, another couple weeks away, the temperatures will again start turning cooler, and there's going to be rain next week. But until then, it's just going to be nice for most of us. Have a great weekend, guys.
I tried to tell you, Shane, it's going to be a beautiful weather weekend here in the SEC. Shout out Cousin James Bryant. Give him a follow if you're not already on Facebook at Meteorologist James Bryant. He's got over 100,000 followers. Shane, his audience dwarfs ours. And then over on Twitter, KATV James. Give him a follow. I'm sure he would appreciate it. And, man, how about Bama? The Sooners don't like that one, do they?
No, I was wondering, you know, I was like, what if he gets on here and he's bearded up, he's got long hair, now he's just taking some time off, you know? So I saw No Shave November's going good for him. But Mike, I feel like you're going to have some upsets. I'm going to have them. I feel like I need them to get back in this thing. Some of these games, they feel a little too predictable, but when has anything been predictable this season?
Not to James Kelly. Shout out, James. Gave us $20, Shane. Oklahoma over Bama, 21-20. Ooh. Georgia owns Texas. That's an
easy, big
That's
guy.
A Sooner if I've ever seen one. All right, buddy. Are you ready? Yeah. We got a lot of games here. You ready to give your predictions for these games?
Get a pen out, cuz you're going to need it, because I've got some good ones for you. And I'll be honest with you. During the weather report, I changed one of them.
Sounds like you're confident. All right, let's get into the action, Shane, starting with the cupcake here. Kentucky, Shane, hosting Red Hot Kentucky, 20.5-point favorite over Tennessee Tech, undefeated Tennessee Tech, by the way. Show some respect to them Techers. Over under 52.5 points, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 12:30 Central on the SEC Network. Plus, do the Stoops troops keep on rolling?
Well, Tennessee Tech, they beat every Tennessee team except, like, good ones, you know? Yes, they are undefeated, which makes you worried. I mean, I ain't going to lie, Mike, if this was week four, I may have picked an upset for Tennessee Tech to beat up on Kentucky, you know? That's where I was. But the last couple of weeks, my mind has changed. This is a program that I feel like it's strange. I didn't have this on my bingo card, but I am thinking that there is a program north of Tennessee here that has a little bit of a momentum run, and they're going to capitalize again. Yes, Tennessee Tech's undefeated, but really doesn't matter because they're going to get their first loss this week, Mike. Give me Kentucky 38, Tennessee Tech 10. I don't think this is a ball game.
Ooh.
There may be like a scary moment when it's 7-0, you know, but then Kentucky just blows their doors off.
Okay. Now, all this momentum Stoops has, if they lose, we fire his ass?
Yeah. I don't think he would already been fired, I think. The money's not there, Mike. The money is just not there.
I hear they got the money.
Well, save it. Buy some NIL packages.
You keep
packages.
Him if he loses to Tennessee Tech?
He ain't losing to Tennessee Tech, Mike.
I'm saying what if?
Well, what if I was 200 pounds? I'd run a lot faster, you know?
So you're bringing it back if he loses to freaking... We go 4-8 with a loss to Tennessee Tech.
Yeah, I'm bringing him back. Save that money. But give it to basketball, you know?
Hey, shout out to this is early contender of comment of the night, Shane.
Yeah.
Shotgun and Sooner. He says, well, as usual, weatherman's wrong. Boomer. And shout out Michael Dunlap. The only thing gonna be upset is me watching Carolina.
Oh, we're getting to it. We're getting to it.
Yeah, so I mean Cutter Bowley, he's heating up.
Yeah.
The biggest thing, though, Shane, with this Kentucky team is they're improving, I think, and we didn't see it against Tennessee, certainly, but I think it's the defense. Defense been playing out of this world against Texas, Auburn, Florida, again, and even Tennessee. Again, it's kind of comical to say that because Tennessee just did whatever the hell they wanted in the passing game.
Yeah.
But they completely shut Tennessee down rushing the football. Mm-hmm. I think that was the game plan. It was just like, well... If Joey Aguilar beats us, Joey Aguilar beats us. And he sure as heck did. So we got to credit him as well. But I think the defense is a little bit of a hot streak. Remember, it wasn't that long ago, Shane. Brad White, we had him as like coordinator on the rise. Yep. Could he be a head coach? Seems like every time Florida State or Miami or something like that's got an opening, they're like, can we get Brad White? He has passed up many opportunities to leave Kentucky. He's loyal to Mark Stoops. And it seems like they have figured that defense out once again. So, yeah, Kentucky's going to roll. You're absolutely right. I like Kentucky, and I like Kentucky to cover. Give me the Wildcats, 31. Give me Tennessee Tech, 10. So I got it by half a point.
Yeah, very close.
Kentucky's not made to score a lot. They'll run the ball a lot. This is a you know, get up 2-3 scores. They may not throw the ball again. You know what?
Do you say that post game after you win, like we beat an undefeated team, like maybe kind of downplay who it was, but just keep mentioning it. They were undefeated. They were 10-0. I could see a little bit of that coming out of the, I'm sure Roush will ask, you know, what's it feel like beating a 10-0 team?
Yeah. You know, well, speaking of Roush, it'll be either Roush. It's either the official account or Roush will be like, We beat the team with the best record out of Tennessee. You know what? That's coming.
I feel it, man. Sometimes I feel like it's just him and Adam in there, you know?
Well, speaking of them all, Shane, how about Tennessee hosting New Mexico State? Tennessee favored by 38.5 total points. This has come down, Shane. People, the hot money's on New Mexico State to cover anyway. Over under 61.5 total points, 4:15 Eastern, 3:15 Central on the SEC Network. How bad are the Vols whipping that ass, Shane?
Pretty bad. Pretty damn bad here. This is a get-right game. This is one to boost morale. This is one that we say Joey Aguilar's back on track. You know, I feel like this is going to be an absolute barn burner, right? There's no reason that Tennessee Vols can't win by 50, except their defense. If you think, yes, Tennessee will score 50 points, but they're going to release a few on the back end, if you ask me. So I feel like that's what we have here, Mike. This isn't a close game. This isn't one we're worried about, but it is one that we're frustrated because maybe there's one or two busted plays that results in scores for New Mexico State here. So not a good game. Well, fun game if you like points. It's a good one to if you have a ticket. Take somebody, right? Take the kids. Don't not go. I think that's important is to show your support. But Tennessee 55, New Mexico State 20.
How many times are you going to be yelling at Boo Carter come Saturday when there's a
Boo
bus?
He ain't going to be out there. Boo's gone, man. He's already in Colorado, I think.
Hey, shout out James Kelly. Gave us $10 more. Shane, we appreciate you, James. He says, Cousin Shane loves the Christmas
Hell
trees.
Yeah. Wait, which one? Like the Little Debbie or?
I think he's talking about the Little Debbie.
I like Christmas trees too. I'm a Christmas. That's my favorite holiday. As you can see, I've already got little decorations up there by Pat Summit. But yeah, now as far as Little Debbie, surprise, shocker, Mike, not had one this year.
Was your store out or something?
No, I saw it, but when I was there, it was one of those I was feeling healthy, got home, immediately wished I would have got some. You know what I'm saying?
You're just laying in bed thinking of those trees.
Yeah. You ever do that? You go in the store like, getting chicken, I'm getting asparagus, we're doing this thing. Little Debbie, who needs that? And then you get home, you're like, man, I could go for something a little sweet right now.
Hey, shout out Brandon Shane, over under Joey picks in this game, 1.5.
Under, because he will not be playing the entire game.
Okay, yeah, I think that's smart.
4 quarters, over.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned, Shane. Not really, but concerned about the spread. Again, it's 38.5 for that very reason. How long are the starters out here for Tennessee?
Uh-huh.
We got to figure out, I think, what we got behind Joey Aguilar. So will it be... George McIntyre taking over. That's what the fans want to see. Is that what Josh Heupel wants to see? And will he be out there with the starters? I think he'll get some run if it's not the other quarterback. But George McIntyre is possibly our future here. So really want to see what they have with him. And New Mexico State, again, by the analytics, they're a top 10 rushing defense. This is efficiency, not overall. So I'd be very curious, Shane, where Tennessee has struggled to run the football against Oklahoma, certainly. They need to get it going. Florida's upcoming. Obviously, Vanderbilt, these are going to be critical football games. I don't think Tennessee, as bad as Florida is, or at least looked last week, we know there's a good team in there possibly.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you know it, Shane, our buddy, the golden hair, Zach Goodall, he broke the news that Caleb Banks, Florida's best defensive lineman on the interior, he's coming back. So they have it all given up down there in Gainesville, Shane. Wouldn't you know it? Florida's best defensive lineman's back for Tennessee. He's going to be ready. So, again, is this a true test? No, but we got to get the ground game going against a top 10 efficiency. If Tennessee hits like 150 on the ground in this one,
yeah,
I think that'll be well earned, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
pick your score type game. I really think Tennessee. You know, Josh Heupel loves to pile on these teams, so give me Tennessee 69, New Mexico State, 20.
Oh, thanks, Brett. Appreciate that. Shadow and Bella.
That's our doggies. That's my sister. Thank you.
Come on, $4.99? Come on, Britt. What's that about, huh? You saving up for my Christmas gift?
All right, well, speaking of Christmas, Shane,
yes.
Is it going to come early for one of these teams for the Golden Boot here? Ooh. Arkansas at LSU. LSU favored by 5.5 points. The over-under is 56.5 total points. It's early one, Shane. They're not used to it on the bayou, getting up early to play one of these football games. 12:45 Eastern, 11:45 a.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. And breaking news, Shane, out of LSU here, our interim coach Frank Wilson says Garrett Nussmeier suffered a setback at practice. A little bit. This is a direct quote. It's a little bit concerning. It's something we need to watch with him heading into this game. But at the same time, he says he's probable. So I don't really know what that means. But I assume Garrett Nussmeier will play, but maybe not. Again, we got a couple days before kickoff here, technically. So take that with a grain of salt, I guess. But hell, it may just be the Michael Van Buren show, and hell, that might be better for LSU. I don't know.
Classic NFL, you know, right here. You got a quarterback that, you know, you draft somebody early and you don't want him, you know, you don't want to throw him out there in the wolves, but the guy in front of him is just sucking it up. So about 3-4 weeks in, he gets this quote unquote injury. And then the next, you know, it's just, I feel like maybe that could be happening, but also these are two totally different quarterbacks. And I'm not saying LSU's looking for a competitive edge against Arkansas, but this would be it, right? You know, especially that interim coach, he's trying to win the job, you know, which he's not going to get. But at the end of the day, Mike, this is a shame that we're talking about this game third. You know, out of eight, this is the third one we're talking about. This game used to carry something. It used to carry a lot of weight, and it's not going to until the series starts evening out, which could happen this weekend, Mike.
Ooh.
Just saying. I mean, LSU looked like shit last week. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat this thing. They were absolutely abysmal. And and they're playing this game at 12:45. It's going to be early.
11:45 local.
No, oh, God, even earlier, man. You know what I'm saying? They're not even – they just stopped serving breakfast by the time this game starts, you know? So,
yeah,
I'm not going to drag this one out, Mike. I do think that this is a close game. It could be a sloppy game at time, but I've got to pick the best quarterback, and I think the best quarterback resides in Arkansas. Not super confident. That's why I'm Morristown Honda in this thing, but them Hogs going down there getting an upset. Give me Arkansas 31, LSU 30.
So obviously not super confident with the Honda Morristown, but they don't have a conference win. Is this more about 2 weeks to prepare? LSU coming off of what, you know, are you afraid what happened to Florida last week could happen to LSU where they – again, Florida was favored last week against Kentucky. They got their ass hammered.
Yeah.
Are you afraid this is kind of a let go of the rope type game for the Tigers?
You know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid that this is going to become some sort of mini shootout, which LSU's not been known to do all season long, and Arkansas has thrived. Yes, they fell short several times, but this is not new to them. And the environment will be loud, but it will not be as electric as it has been in the past. So that, I just think that's what's going to happen, is that we're going to see both defenses kind of give away a little bit in this game. And I'm just trying to pick which offense I have a little more confident in.
Hey, you know who I got all the confidence in, Shane?
Cousin Rick.
It's Texas A&M's biggest fan, Cousin Rick. Giggum Aggies.
Thank you, Rick. Holiday season is around the corner. It would be fun if the podcast picked a charity for the cousins to support.
Giggum, beat the hell out of the Gamecocks. Yeah, that's good.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's roll it out December 1st. Let's try to find one. But we got the cousins got to agree to it.
James says Texas is a sad chair. Let me ask you this. So you said the quarterback you have more confidence in.
Yeah.
Who's the coach you have more confidence in here? Frank Wilson, Bobby Petrino? I think I know the answer, but I'm just asking here.
I think Bobby. I still got Bobby there.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's still fighting for the job, right? I don't know that he's realistically a candidate anymore. It's not like they're getting hammered here in a lot of these games. I think he probably needed to win a couple of them. But, hey, Arkansas, they still have – it's all on the table for them, Shane, to have a nice little season here. If you beat LSU, which I'm not saying you do, you will, and you turn around Texas, we'll get to Texas, Georgia here in a minute, but Texas could be coming off a devastating loss at Georgia. And then, hell, what is the one game? This fan base, I know it's not a rival. Nobody's a rival to Missouri, apparently. Everybody hates Missouri, but they can't beat them. But they've not been able to beat this team. What if they beat LSU, Texas, and Missouri? I almost think you almost got to give his damn job to Bobby Petrino, don't you? If you beat the three teams that are like your rivals that you hate, that you can't beat them, and you're beating them with this damn team, he'd get some credit for that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would. Absolutely.
But it's got to start on Saturday, Shane.
Yeah.
It's got to start on Saturday.
Do it.
And that's a big reason why I like Taylen Green to get that more than with the rushing over at Prize Picks, Shane, because I think he'll run wild here. Again, Blake Baker's defenses, they don't do very well with a running quarterback. Mm-hmm. We still have weeks of questionable. I don't think he's going to play in this matchup. I am a little bit concerned. I think LSU's defensive backs, I think it's a tough matchup for Arkansas's receivers, I really do. And what's the perfect cure, Shane, to help an ailing offense? That Arkansas defense. I mean, they're that bad. And what if – I'm not throwing this guy under the bus because I do think he's a good player. But what if LSU's just better overall with Michael Van Buren back here? Because he is mobile. Because he – you know, the offensive line breaks down and he runs and he can make plays. What if it's just the Michael Van Buren show and he breaks out and they whoop Arkansas? I mean, that's not far-fetched, is it?
No, not at all.
I mean, last I checked, Shane, every damn quarterback that goes up against Arkansas looks like $1 million. You know, I can't think of one. Maybe Auburn. It was more about pick sixes. But everybody else, Shane, I mean, they look like $1 million playing against this defense. So, man, I don't... You have to be damn crazy to pick Arkansas in this game. Give me LSU 28. Give me Arkansas 29. Honda Morris 10. The Razorbacks get it done. Get their first conference win. This is Honda Morristown pick right here. Double cousin curse. Congratulations, LSU. You're going to win by 50.
Yeah, you're going to destroy them. Damn, Mike. Is there a part of you, and I want you to be honest, Mike, is there a part of you that says, I've got to make up a little ground here? This is the one. Or was this seriously a coin toss that you could see going either way? And because I think Arkansas probably – here's what I'll say. I had confidence in LSU winning this game, but I think because I'm behind, I'm giving them like a three-point wiggle room, if you will.
No, I don't care at all about –
Yeah, I know.
Catching up and doing all. I just think I don't have confidence in either one of these teams. And I just think 2 weeks to prepare as opposed to getting, another devastating loss. We're shuffling quarterbacks. We don't know what we're doing on the offensive line. Where's the confidence there? I don't know. LSU just seems like a train wreck.
Yeah.
And I don't think Arkansas is that good. Hell, they haven't won a conference game, Shane. And last time out, they should have. I mean, they're competitive in all these games. Auburn, they were up, I think, by double digits in the fourth quarter. Mississippi State, they were up in the fourth quarter. Tennessee, they had shots, you know. So, I mean, if this game comes down to the wire, it probably favors LSU too, because at least they're capable of closing out games. I don't know if Arkansas truly is, but at the end of the day, I think you said it well. You know, give Taylen Green an opportunity. I know he makes a lot of mistakes. But I trust him a hell of a lot more than I trust Garrett Nussmeier or Michael Van Buren right now. And we may eat those words because Michael Van Buren, he may be the spark that LSU's been needing for a while.
Aaron says, LSU curse will cancel out the double cousin curse and the Hogs will win.
Yeah, and also, you know, again, does this have any effect on picking the games or the outcome? Hell no. But I also, if I'm like completely torn, Shane,
yeah,
I'll be honest, I say, well, which fan base would be happier with a win? You know, who needs this more? Is LSU, do they give a shit about winning this game? I don't think so. I think they're worried about Brian Kelly's dumbass. Who's the next coach? I think Arkansas, again, I know they're in a coaching search too, but I think it would just, I don't know, they deserve it after everything they've been through. Get that golden boot. At least have something to smile about. You know what?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I want to, you know what makes me smile? Doug Dynasty.
Yeah.
Donated $5, said, I don't have much to say other than gig him. And just wanted to contribute to the best damn football podcast on YouTube. Finally getting to catch a show live. Well, Doug, appreciate you, cuz.
Thank you, Doug. And just for that, we're going to pick Texas A&M, Shane.
Ooh, Nelly.
Big favorites here, as they should be. Texas A&M favored over South Carolina in Kyle Field by 18.5 points. The over-under a little bit low, though, Shane. 47.5 total points. Noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. Nationally televised on ESPN. Does A&M keep the undefeated season alive and well, or is it a trap game?
There's a part of me, Mike. There's a part of me. I got sucked in earlier listening to Beamer talk, and I was like, you know, what if? What if they go down here and get this big win, build some confidence, maybe go 3-0 here? I mean, forget October's over, right? Just in November, because at the end of the day, that's what people remember, right? So I'd love to say that. I would love to say, I'd love to come out here and say this is a really, really good football game. Could be. Could be if there's a little Beamer ball involved, you know what I'm saying? And I think there is that. But three field goals will only get you so far, Mark. I got Texas A&M killing South Carolina, 35, South Carolina 16.
I thought you were going to say 9.
I gave
the field goals.
I know, I gave him a touchdown. I gave him one. I gave him one.
It is pretty bad, isn't it, Shay, when a coach comes out here and he's like, I love Kyle Field. Yeah. I mean, it's the best environment in all of college football. And then he's got to be like, hey, I saw someone posted about it. I try to give him a compliment. I love it down there. They're great. I mean, he's like kissing her ass to such a degree as if maybe Coach Elko will see that and be like, you know what? That Beamer's a good guy. Let's not whip his ass too hard this week. You know what?
Absolutely.
But after last week, again, could this be a trap game? I say hell no because of what happened. I said last week, but last season is what I meant, Shane. There was 8 or 9 missed sacks that A&M had on Lenora Sellers. So you know that he's got to have the full attention of that Texas A&M defense because they're more than aware of what he can do to take over a football game. This was a game that really devastated Texas A&M season and begun the downward spiral, and they injured, I mean, not purposely, of course, but this was the game where Le'Veon Moss got injured as well. So this was, this was a tough one. And again, this was when the season went sideways. So we got to ensure that it doesn't happen again. And I don't like that it's not a night. I would have obviously preferred a night game. I think, I mean, hell, LSU gets all these night games. They suck. How about we give the best damn team in the SEC some night games? Let's flip it. Let's give it to the team that actually deserves it. Yeah. I know LSU's been relegated in the morning. That's good because that's where they're supposed to be playing. A&M should be playing at night every night they want to, Shane. Flip it. Give the night games to A&M, I say, till LSU cleans up their act, and it's probably going to be a while. So, I'm just spinning my wheels, Shane, to say I've just been struggling all week to figure out how this could be a competitive football game.
Yeah.
I just think South Carolina's not going to be able to protect Lenora Sellers. You know, we hit on it, the mailbag show, where maybe if they hit Nick Harbor over the top a couple of times and Lenore Sellers takes control, the South Carolina defense forces some turnovers. I mean, I think all that could happen and A&M could still win this game. So, I think this is going to be potentially really ugly. Lock of the week, buddy. Texas A&M, 38. Give me South Carolina, 13. I think the Aggies cover the 18 and a half points. Mm. I think it's going to be a tough one.
tough watch. which game are you looking forward to not rewatching? You know, it's like,
hey, shout out Crazy Carl. Hogs get the boot. LSU wins because Kelly got the boot. And then Jonah Williams enthusiast, appreciate you $10. If you had to drop one, would you rather have Texas or Oklahoma in the SEC?
If I had
why
to
we,
drop
why
one,
are we picking
eh,
one?
I don't want to do that. But
no, I think they're both. I think they're perfect for the SEC.
I would rather there would be another. I would pick another SEC team. I would honestly. I would relegate maybe another team, but I'm not going to.
Well, you've been trying to kick Vanderbilt out of the league for 10 years.
Vanderbilt's back, right? Even though Pavia is spending all that money. I don't know if you saw a video floating around. He pulled a Zach Calzada holding a wad of cash. Now, they were all ones, so I don't know if he's going to the club after or something. but he was him and Theo absolutely wasted.
Mm. Theo sober, I think.
Well, maybe they both are. I shouldn't assume.
You know what else you shouldn't assume, Shane?
What's that?
You shouldn't assume Ole Miss going to actually whoop Florida. Come on. This is one hell of a talented team. They've not looked like it on the field. Maybe they look like it here on Saturday for their new coach, Lane Kiffin. Shout out Ole Miss, Shane. Favored by 13.5 points over the Florida Gators. Over under 53.5 total points. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central. Nationally televised on ESPN. How's this nationally televised? Shout out, Shane, who do you got, Florida or Ole Miss?
You know, we all remember this game last year, right? And I think there's going to be so many storylines going around this one, right? Is this Lane Kiffin's new job? Is this the team that's going to knock them off like they did in 2024? And, you know, I feel like I don't want to say give up, but there was definite give up in Lexington last week with the Florida Gators. I don't think we see that 2 weeks in a row. Obviously, there was some mistakes, and like you said, we've got defensive linemen committing on coming back and coming back to this program. So maybe there was a little come to Jesus meeting this week between in the swamp, you know, because they got talent, Mike, and that's why we scratch our head. That's why we were so tough on Billy Napier, because this was a very talented football team, and it just surprises why we kept getting the same results. Ole Miss, I don't question the talent on this squad. I think with Lane Kiffin at the helm, Ole Miss is playing some of the best damn football I've seen up there in Oxford. And I feel like that defense is starting to slowly come around too, which is even better. Getting better at the right time, if you ask me. Part of me says this should be a close game, but the other part says Lane's going to beat or Florida one last time before he joins them. Give me Ole Miss 42, Florida 20.
Ooh. 42-20.
Yeah. And good I think night. Florida gets that last one late. This isn't a close game at all.
They haven't given up that many points all season.
I know. They haven't played Ole Miss either.
So. They played Georgia. They played A&M. Played Texas. Played LSU. Played Miami.
That team is not the same.
I'm trying to see how many times Ole Miss scored 40.
A lot of wind out of their sails. Mm. Hey, you can knock my points all you want, but it's the right score. So,
okay. In the comments, somebody said, hey, the winner gets Lane Kiffin. What if they actually did something like that? How competitive could this ball game be? what if that's how we actually decided these things, you know?
I do wish that there was a little more, you know, back in the day they had those coliseums and people walking in and, you know, you always see them like gladiator movies and stuff. I wish there was a little, somebody did that AI video where the stadiums could be a little more intimidating, you know. I wish they kind of did something like that. Maybe not necessarily change the rules to get a head coach, but, you know, maybe have a little extra something on the game.
Yeah. Mm. So you think based on your score, it sounds like you just think there's no pride in that Florida locker room anymore.
No, I wouldn't say pride. I mean, there is some. I mean, but is there 22 players of pride? No, I don't think we're there. I saw a lot of bitching and complaining on the sideline last week, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the same team that was spitting in people's face week two? So it's not far-fetched to think that maybe this locker room's not as gelling as we would like.
AO Army's an excellent point. Remember, Shane's dead last in the picks.
Damn. Why you got to bring that up? Just ruined my day.
I still think there's a team out in there, Shane. I think in their hearts. Again, it's Kentucky. Kentucky's got their number. Whatever reason, Mark Stoops got their number. Florida's beating Ole Miss 3 in a row, Shane. Ole Miss don't have Florida's number, I can promise you that. And who knows, Shane? There might be players in that Florida locker room that are sitting here saying, I got to ball my ass off for Lane Kiffin because he's going to be seeing everything we do. For all we know, he's going to be our head coach.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, Shane, at some point, and I already sense it with the fans. You can look at the comments yourselves. You know, they get defensive. Say it, Mike. Say it. He ain't leaving. He ain't leaving. I'll give you money to say he ain't leaving. It's getting bad, Shane.
Yeah.
And it's getting worse as the days pass and Lane Kiffin's got that contract extension on his desk that he ain't signing. So at some point, I don't know that really is going to affect the players, but it may. And if it does, it's going to be this game. It's not going to be the Egg Bowl. It'll be this one. So,
yeah.
You know, there's going to be a little issue there, I would think, but potentially. So, I don't know. I just think Florida, I know they got their ass whooped, but they were actually winning there for a split second. It was, you know, once DJ started turning the ball over again.
Yeah.
You just can't come back from that. I don't care who your opponent is, whether it's Sorry Kentucky or not. I guess I should stop calling them Sorry. They got multiple SEC wins now, but I still think Kentucky's a sorry team that I don't even know if they can beat Tennessee Tech. So we'll see about that. But I think Florida is able to run the football. I think DJ Lagway, again, he's a Gator through and through.
Yeah.
It's funny how quickly these fans turn on these players when I get it. If they're not playing well. But that guy's done everything but he can to support Florida, support his coach, and do it the right way. I think he continues to do it this Saturday. I think they give Ole Miss all they can handle. The problem, Shane, of course, Trinidad, Chambliss, Kewan, Lacey, they got some talent over there, of course, at Ole Miss. And I don't know that Florida has got the weapons to keep with them for four quarters of ball game. But I think this is an upset special. I really do, Shane. Give me Ole Miss 27. Give me Florida 17. I like Florida to cover the spread. I think this is a game that not necessarily goes down to the wire.
Yeah.
But I think going into the fourth quarter, it'll be a one possession game.
I like what Russ says. Lane puts 40 on Florida in the first half, then comes out of the Florida locker room after halftime and puts 50 on Ole Miss.
Hey, he's just crazy enough to do it. You know what?
Yeah.
All right, Shane. How about this matchup? Two teams desperately need a win here.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi State at Missouri. Shane, Missouri favored by 6.5 points, over under 51.5 total points, 7:45 Eastern, 6:45 Central on the SEC Network. And why do they desperately need it, Shane? Because Mississippi State, this is probably their best shot to reach a bowl game.
Yep.
And Missouri just got their ass whipped last week. This is their final home game. Really need some momentum before they have to travel to Norman. Who do you like in this one?
This is a tough game to pick, right? I just feel like there's so many little storylines coming in here. You've got banged up quarterback. You've got if you're Mizzou, you got your coach out here saying it shouldn't be playoffs or bust, right? We should be happy about 8-9 win seasons again, right? Mississippi State over there fighting for their lives, just trying to get a win, you know, a significant win. And Man, I'm telling you right now, this couldn't be dialed up any better for Mississippi. If, like, unless it was at home, I would. If it were at home, I would pick Mississippi State 9 times out of 10 just because of the way this game's set up. But
you freeze.
At the end of the day, I'm watching that Mississippi State Georgia game. Man, they made Georgia look like RBU again. You know what I'm saying? And Georgia ain't got no Hardy, ain't got no Roberts. I mean, they ain't got the running backs that Mizzou has. So, naturally, I think those guys are going to have a great game. But at the end of the day, man, it's Zollers. We've got to have – unless Bo just comes out of the – I don't know if he's going to – is he's still doubtful, right?
We'll get an update in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I still don't think he's going to be out there. But does Matt take that step this week? So that's where I'm torn. I want to pick an upset so bad. It feels like it. It seems like it should be there. I think Mississippi State fans should have this one circled as their big win. But they're not going to get it. Not going to get it this year. Mizzou at home. I feel like they have a nice little bounce back here. It's scary in the third quarter, but I feel like Mizzou pulls away a little bit here. So give me Missouri 38, Mississippi State 28.
Ooh.
A lot of points. You like points? Well, you're watching a good game for it.
Well, I guess I know the answer then, but I was going to ask you, if this is a high-scoring game,
mm-hmm.
can Missouri win it?
Yes.
Because that's one of my biggest concerns. I don't think they can win a high-scoring matchup after watching them last week.
Well, you know, it's funny, though. I feel like Matt never had the opportunity to gain confidence. You can gain confidence with Mississippi State. I've watched a lot of quarterbacks look really good against Mississippi State. The problem is the defense has kind of take a step back, right? Yeah. Because, you know, say what you want. Jeff Lebby knows how to put points on the board. I feel like this is kind of pushing toward a high-scoring affair. And being at home, the talent that Mizzou has, as long as they stay grounded, not looking for, you know, looking ahead or you know, this is classic trap game scenario, but, they're making a big deal about the seniors and everything like that. So I feel like that's a little bit of a competitive edge here.
Did you get a rock when you were up there?
Nah, I didn't even get to hit the drum, you know? Big Mo's sitting over there.
Is this Drink's final home game?
Oh.
Have you ever thought about that?
People are asking. They think he's going to Penn State.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I do.
Maybe they play a little bit harder, you know, if they're like, fuck, it's the last game.
Yeah. No, wait, yeah. I mean, it could be, man. Could be.
Something to think about.
Do you think? Like, what do you think is percentage of this being his last home game?
Depends on whether Kiffin goes to Florida or not.
But what about, like, I hear Penn State's on the table, you know? He wouldn't do a Penn State job, you don't think?
They wouldn't offer him.
No.
I don't think. I mean, I don't know much about Penn State, so I'm just guessing here. But I think he's the backup candidate if Kiffin says no to Florida.
Yeah. I'm with Chad here. I think it's about a 70% shot he's not here.
Chad.
I've never met a Chad that was wrong. You know?
Yeah, and after last week's debauchery, Shane, I don't think I'm ever picking Jeff Lebby to win a football game again. You know, 1 week he reels me back in. Next, I'm like, what the hell? I don't think he's cut. I really don't. I mean, they may be able to score some points. They're having some issues at quarterback themselves. I do think Blake Shapen will play. I think he was probable. So he should be good. But I guess, I know Drink's catching it. You know, he's catching hell. He ain't beating the right team in 2 years or whatever. He's got a hell of a record.
Yeah.
And it's even more impressive that he's at Missouri given – you know, that it's not like this was like a dominant program before he took it over. So I think this is a massive coaching advantage in favor of Missouri. I think people are getting a little caught up and just getting dominated by Texas A&M. Texas A&M may win the whole damn thing this year. It wouldn't surprise me a bit. So I think Missouri is a lot better than people are giving them credit for. Of course, I keep saying that, and they keep proving me otherwise. But I don't think Mississippi State, I think they're out of gas based on last week. I think they could get their ass kicked here. I do think it's a competitive game. I worry about it being a high-scoring game because I do think a high-scoring game, Mississippi State wins it. But give me Missouri 28. Give me Mississippi State 24. And the smartest thing you said, Shane,
yes,
was Ahmad Hardy, Jamal Roberts. These guys are going to run wild against this damn defense. At least they should. And even if they don't, it's because Mississippi State is completely sold out against the run. And this will really give Matt Zoller some opportunities to have some success, unlike he had last week. Because this sure as hell ain't Mike Elko and this A&M defense coming at him this week.
No, it is not, my friend. But the blueprint is out there, you know. You think Al Koch sends Levy like, this is how I got all the plays.
Yeah, for the love of God, mix up your signals this week. Yeah. All we got is run left, run right. I mean, let's be a little bit more creative here, Drink. You know what?
Absolutely. I'm sure they will.
Maybe that cost him the Florida job. He's only got two signals he sends in.
Oh, Carl Juckett says, do not drink the Kool-Aid.
All right, Shane. Well, I'll tell you what Kool-Aid I'm drinking for this elite matchup Saturday. Oklahoma, Shane, at Alabama. Both these teams fighting for their playoff lives. Bama currently in the field. Oklahoma just on the outside looking in. But you win this one, I think you're a lock to get in. If you take care of business, you will be. Alabama favored by 5.5 points at home. Over under 46.5 total points. 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central. Nationally televised on ABC. Who do you like in this epic showdown?
Oh, it's going to be a good game, man. This is when I'm doing my picks, I always like, if I'm having trouble with one, I keep pushing it back. This one, it kept going further and further down the list, right? And then I had to in my mind imagine how this game plays out. Because Oklahoma, don't get me wrong, played really good in Knoxville at times, but also really bad. It's just Tennessee couldn't capitalize on it, right? I mean, they were able to move the ball on Oklahoma, which was kind of a surprise to me, as elite as this defense has been, but not able to capitalize. That's where the defense really took advantage of them. So Alabama, flip side of the coin, you know, the last couple of times I've watched them have not been as impressive as they were earlier this season. And I'm trying to figure it out. Is it something that maybe Ty Simpson's given away? Is it, you know, you mentioned the running game? Is this, you know, not enough balance there and Ty's trying to have to win this thing? You know, this game, if in Norman, like last year, I'd have Oklahoma all day long. But I feel like there's a lot riding on this game. And the fact that they were absolutely embarrassed by this football team the year prior. I mean, Kalen DeBoer, this isn't his first year coaching for Alabama, right? There's a lot of kids in that locker room that are reminded how close they were last week with LSU. How a team that they should have blew out of the water, they couldn't because they kept shooting themselves in the foot. I think they get a little bit of that correct this week. And unfortunately, I feel like the playoff run for Oklahoma ends in Tuscaloosa. Give me Alabama close 28, Oklahoma 24. Not super confident here. I do think that John Mateer is going to have to play the game of his damn life. And if he's do that, I could see them pulling off an upset. But I feel like this is a game where we've turned back around and say, you know what? Ty still hasn't been talked enough about Heisman. This is a guy that I have more confidence in the fourth quarter.
Ooh. Hey, this is a good opportunity, Shane, to plug.
Yeah.
We've got an interview dropping tomorrow. Our buddy Tyler McComas.
Ooh.
The KREF Oklahoma Radio. So full breakdown of this game will be dropping on the channel. So stay locked in. Notifications, like, subscribe, share. But, I like a lot of what you had to say. But how much of it, Shane? How much? Because as you were, anytime you're picking Oklahoma to lose, just like you did against, you picked them against Tennessee to lose. How'd that work out? I'm just curious, Shane, how much of this selection?
Yeah.
It's because your butt hurt that they beat them Vols.
Shit, why are you bringing that up? That was 2 weeks ago. I haven't even thought about that game, even though I just mentioned it 2 minutes ago.
I think you've been sitting on it for 2 weeks, hoping to end their playoff lives here. That's what I think.
I don't know, man. I know John Mateer's been dealing with this, right? And I know that, I will say this, the offense of Oklahoma, I'm still like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. It has no identity. They got linemen banged up. They got running backs banged up. You know, there's a lot of question marks on that side. So if Alabama can hold Oklahoma's offense, then who do I have? That's kind of where I'm at, right? But defense, Alabama's banged up too. So I feel like if you're going to take advantage, this is the time.
What if Alabama's one-dimensional?
Yeah.
And Oklahoma, with this great defensive front, gets after Ty Simpson's asshole, and he doesn't have time to pass. How confident are you? Alabama, I looked it up right now, 58, ranked 58th in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, if we go by sacks allowed per game, which is a more accurate statistic, Alabama 66th in the country in sacks allowed per game. Yeah. Where the Sooners, Shane, in sacks per game? Oh, just number three in the country. Just number three, Shane, behind A&M in Texas. So, you know, there's a case to be made that Ty Simpson, as good as he is, I don't care if it's Ty Simpson or Joe Montana back here, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, you can't be too effective if your ass is getting chased all night. And that could be the case here, and I think it will be. I think old Brett Venables, Shane, I think he out-schemed old Kalen DeBoring last season. Now, in Alabama's defense, Ryan Grubb wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I think he's done a fantastic job, Shane. I think he's big key to Ty Simpson's success and taking growth forward. And it sounds like, Shane, it sounds like Ryan Grubb, Alabama fans should enjoy him. Because it sounds like he's getting a head coaching job. So Ooh. Be on the lookout for that. I think if there's a coordinator that is bound to get a head coaching job, I think it's Ryan Grubb. So just keep that in your back pocket. But if Oklahoma can run the football, I think that opens up the whole thing. That's kind of been the key to the games they've been winning, being able to run the football. Even the game they lost to Ole Miss, they were able to get some runs going late in the game, and they had a lead there in the fourth quarter, if I'm not mistaken, thanks to, I think it was Xavier Robinson in that one. But if Oklahoma can run the football, Shane, I think they're going to have a lot of success in this ball game. John Mateer, he's playing better, Shane. He's playing better. I'm a little worried for Alabama that John Mateer is looking more pre-injury John Mateer than otherwise. And Alabama, I think Alabama, you know, you said it well. Every time I watch them, it's like, is this team elite? I know they were. They got all these records. They're the first team ever to beat four in a row, ranked teams, blah, blah, blah. Well, they haven't looked good since then, I don't think. They look like they're regressing. Meanwhile, Oklahoma is looking better and better.
Yeah.
Better and better, Shane. They're looking better and better. Give me to win the game. And shock the country, Shane. Alabama 23, Oklahoma 20. It's going to be close, just like you said. But Alabama's got the longest winning streak in the nation at home. I think it's just asking a little too much. But maybe we get on short, Shane.
Yeah.
Maybe. I just have a feeling in the back of my mind that he can get the game-winning field goal. But I don't have the guts to pick it.
Oklahoma fans are happy, right? How happy are them Sooners, man? And how big would that be? You know, I feel like you kind of hit the nail on the head. I think this comes down to rushing because both teams really haven't been good at it, right? They haven't been elite at it. But the problem is if you can't establish that, if you can't keep them honest, then, you know, I feel like one-dimensional, I favor Alabama. So, yeah, maybe that's the stat line. If whoever has more than 50 yards rushing in this game wins the game. So, yeah, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good game.
Well, speaking of good game, Shane.
Damn, have you done your lock yet?
I sure did.
Oh. Well, I didn't. It's
Mighty
coming up.
Texas, Shane, on the road at Georgia, Shane. Them dogs is hell, and they're favored by 6.5 points at home. The over-under's 48.5 total points, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, nationally televised on ABC. These two went head-to-head twice last season, and twice Kirby and them dogs led the way. Who gets it done Saturday?
Oh, man. Brother. You've ever seen them South Park, you know, Kenny just keeps, you think he's dead, but he's back in the next show, you know? I thought Texas is going to die like three times.
I was about to say, that's Texas?
Yeah, that is Texas right now. They're like a damn cockroach. You just can't kill them. They just keep showing away. And it's not pretty, right? It's never been pretty. That's never been their game. The entire season from week one has been a frustrating style of football because offense hasn't been there. Arch Manning hasn't been there. Sarkisian hasn't been coaching there, you know, there's just so much, but I love the tenacity of these guys, right? There's no give up in that locker room. So that tells me a lot, but their back's against the wall and going against probably one of their toughest opponents since week one, you know? So Georgia's playing out of their damn mind. I still laugh inside when I think about Mike picking Mississippi State. Like, what were you thinking? Have you not? And Georgia comes out here, plays so well that Kirby Smart can't find one damn thing to bitch about at the end of the game. Ain't that something? Now you're going back to Athens, a place that people just can't, they can't win, right? We talk about home field advantage and
Alabama Georgia did.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying. Like, statistically, odds are you're going to lose a game in Athens. If you look at it in the last 5 years, they're leading. And that's why they're on top of these lists for toughest place to play. Of course, they pop in music as well. So I think, Mike, this is going to come down to a few things. The easy one to say is Gunner versus Arch. But I don't think that's the case, Mike. I feel like this one is about them big uglies up front. It's offense, it's defense. And I look at Texas and Florida, and I feel like they lost that battle. But slowly but surely, Texas has improved that each and every week. This is a game that I changed. All right? I'm going to tell you right now, Mike. I said, there's no way. I picked this one early. I was telling you I was doing the list. I said, shit, this is easy. Georgia's going to win, right? I've got Georgia 27-17. That's what's going to happen. Then I start thinking about that little damn, what's his name again? Kenny. Can't fucking die. Texas Longhorns goes in there and gets a win in Athens. Give me Texas lock 24, Georgia 21. Very, very close game. I feel like what happens here is Georgia gets a little too cocky, a little too confident. They don't realize how good Texas can be. They capitalize on a few mistakes. They get the win. So give me Texas pulling off the upset.
Arch Manning breakout game, huh? He's been playing better and better since they've kind of retooled the offense. You know, they're getting it out of his hand quicker because the offensive line that was getting him destroyed early in the season. buddy, they're getting healthier at running back. Their defense has been playing out of their mind.
Yep.
There's a lot to like about old Texas in this one, Shane. Mm-hmm. A lot to like. But meanwhile, Georgia, based on some analytics, the analytics I go off of, they say they have the best offense in the country. Number one most efficient offense in the country. You know, Gunner doesn't get his respect. Now we got the Georgia running game. You know, it looks like you, I think you alluded to this, run RBU. Thanks to Mississippi State. Man, you have to be an idiot to pick that one, like you said. But Georgia's looking like RBU again. because they played Mississippi State, ran all over their ass. But this is a different challenge, Shane. We're going from mid-ass Mississippi State defense to the elite of the elite Texas defense. I don't know if Georgia's going to have a field day running the football on this team. I don't think they will at all. I don't think Georgia gets – I hate to say it, Shane. I don't think Georgia gets 100 rushing yards in this game. They may get 98, 99, but they ain't getting 100. Not on this Texas team. Now, night game in the hedges. But who do I trust more, Shane? Who do I trust more? Kirby Smart's got the rings. He's got the haircut. Steve Sarkisian. You know, he's getting called out for his play calling. Ever since then, they've been kind of red hot. Has he got his eyes towards the NFL? I don't know. That's what the Athletic told me. But you ain't getting to the NFL if you can't beat the dogs. Maybe this is the one, Shane, where you're right. Texas goes down there and whips some dogs. Steve Sarkisian is going to put this on his resume as he sends it over to the Tennessee Titans. Who knows? Who knows, Shane? But, man, I got an email this morning, Shane.
Yeah.
I want to give this guy a shout out. So if you email me, I don't care. I mean, he didn't say not to, right?
Right.
Shout out Mark. I don't want to give his whole name here, but he's an Aggie fan. Mark got mad, Shane.
Yeah.
He said, stop pumping up Texas. It's annoying. Meanwhile, he's an A&M fan. He's undefeated. Oh, there's an injury report. But, Shane, even these undefeated Aggies cruising their way to possibly winning the national championship.
Yeah.
They're scared to death of Texas, Shane. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear that Texas is coming for their ass, because they are here in a couple weeks, Shane. And that may be Texas' moment of glory, punch their ticket to the college football playoff by beating A&M. They won't be able to do it on Saturday. Give me them dogs! Come on, Shane, you're crazy. You don't pick against Kirby and the boys here in Athens. Give me Georgia, Shane. Georgia's winning this 30, Texas 24. So, again, this won't eliminate Texas, but their back's against the wall for sure. They're putting their fate in the hands of the committee.
Yeah.
But if they knock off undefeated A&M, that may be enough to get them in. Winning this game will probably be enough to get them in, but they don't get it done because Georgia, them dogs, is hell, Shane. I ain't never picking against Georgia again, not after last week.
Fan of the show, Joe Rogan, has commented. Thank you, cuz. Upset Saturday, Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, South Carolina will all win. Texas and Oklahoma because of talent. Florida, South Carolina because of talent motivated by NIL transfer money. Ooh. Come on, cuz. Oh, Georgia fans not happy, Mike Evan. Come on, Shane, you're talking about Kenny can't die. That's literally Georgia dogs by 20.
Yeah. We missed this one. Shout out cousin Brian Jordan. They say everything's bigger in Texas, Shane. Except their playoff chances after Saturday. Go Dogs!
Oh, shit, man. I told you, man, I felt like Georgia can absolutely win this thing. But then, I mean, how many times have we bought in? Like, we thought Georgia was all the way back, right? That they're a national championship contender, and then they're praying to God that Tennessee misses a field goal, you know, or they make these mistakes along the way. Now, it is at home, and it is tough, like I said, to win in Athens, but I don't know, man. I looked at that injury report, which you're about to read. I hope it's still clean. I saw zero Texas players on there, and I think that was like a sign. It says, you know what, they're all there. They're all bought in. Let's do this thing.
Yeah, I'm checking it right now, Shane. Da, 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 da. Let's see. What if half the damn Texas team is on here now?
Then I'm switching it back to my original.
No, you're good. You're good. Nobody to report. So that's good news.
Yeah.
For Texas. How about that? Hey, Missouri, Mississippi State. This is just fascinating to me. Bo Prabula still doubtful. So
yeah.
Do not expect he would play tight end. Brett Nortfleet remains questionable. So that's up in the air for him. Mississippi State quarterback Blake Shapen remains probable. So good news for the Dogs. Mm-hmm. Albert Reese, left tackle, probable. So that's also excellent news. I'm trying to see Florida. Ooh, possibly good news here. Shane, linebacker Miles Graham, probable. receiver, Vernell Brown, probable, so that's good. And then that that big defensive lineman I was telling you about, Caleb Banks, doubtful.
Yeah.
So, again, they're saving him for Tennessee. Watch out, buddy. Let's see. Alabama, Oklahoma, big one here, Shane. Questionable. Linebacker Quay Rousseau, still questionable. That's a big one for the Tide. And all the Sooners want to know about elite defensive lineman R. Mason Thomas. He remains questionable, as does interior defensive lineman Jaden Jackson. So those are big ones. Running backs Javonta Barnes and Taylor Tatum also remain questionable for them Oklahoma Sooners. LSU linebacker Whit Weeks remains questionable. And here's Garrett Nussmeier. Remember, we talked about that. He is officially listed as probable, but he was not on the injury report yesterday. So,
yeah.
Again, probable is good, but he's getting worse. So I don't know. I don't know about that. And then A&M, shout out to outstanding receiver Mario Craver. He remains questionable. We may be saving his ass for Texas. And then South Carolina, their left tackle, Josiah Thompson, he is questionable as well. So that's your updated injury report here.
Cuz Rick, thank you, cuz.
Yeah.
Not only am I not afraid of Texas, I'll match every Longhorn willing to bet on them horns. Losers pay the money to the podcast charity. Yeah. Next, beat the hell out of South Carolina. You know, we did talk about charity, me and you, and we're not good with that. There's a lot of tax stuff involved and everything. I thought it'd be really cool if we could send like maybe a kid or two kids that's never been to a college game. Cause I feel like some of the best moments of my life was when I was at a Tennessee Tech game at the Neyland, you know, even though obviously that wasn't a marquee game, but it is one of those tickets, those throwaway tickets that my grandfather had and he brought us. So, those are the reason that I'm such a diehard Vol fan to begin with. So, and maybe something along those lines, the bigger the donations, maybe the bigger experience we give them, you know, you know, better seats or something like that. But that's kind of what I was thinking as far as,
hey, shout out Cousin Tony. He says Beamer questionable as a coach.
Oh, damn. What do we say? I mean, let me ask you this, Mike.
Well, hold on. We got Cousin Jordan's picks here.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to like these, Shane.
Okay. Okay.
He sent these in, and he trolled. See, Marler trolled his ass on one of these live Marler Mondays.
Yeah.
So Jordan's got Marler right back. I like it. So here's our celebrity picker, Cousin Jordan. Here's his picks. Again, here's his message, Shane. Thank you for allowing me to do this. I do not want to let my fellow cousins down, but these probably are going to happen anyways with these picks. He's got A&M beating South Carolina 24-13. He says, oh, I can't wait to listen to Marler on the Locked On Cox cry after this one. LSU, he's got them beating Arkansas 31-21. Put the golden boot to Bobby P's ass, he says. Kentucky beating Tennessee Tech 21-20. Honda Morristown, he says. And then Oklahoma, Shane, going on the road, beating Alabama's ass. He said Marler will need a bump after this one. I love that he's just trolling Marler. Tennessee 52, New Mexico State 10, extra beer for Cousin Shane, he says. Ole Miss, lock of the week, 38, Florida 17, just like Florida has lain locked up as the next head coach, is his comment. And just like you, Shane, he's got Texas going on the road, beating Georgia 21-17. Arch has risen. Steven will be happy. He's also got Mizzou beating Mississippi State 27-24. Does anybody really want to win this game? He asks.
I like it. A lot of upsets there, you know. But again, I mean, we're not off. It's like 6.5 between them. I mean, Vegas is basically saying it's a pick 'em, you know. So
yeah,
I think that we're going to have an awesome Saturday, and hell, maybe even an emergency podcast. Something like that happens, we may have to jump on and talk about it.
But see, this is why, Shane, you can't do your picks to try to catch up. Because you might get crazy Jordan out here. It's like, you know what? I got an upset. And then Chase trying to upset up. And now you're going to have the same as the Cousins regardless.
Well, I did kind of like what you said. I pick with my heart, you know, what I think's going to happen. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, you know. And, yeah, a lot of Cousins making money off me being wrong anyway, so.
So what are going to be the biggest storylines if the games play out the way you said?
I think the biggest storyline would be Texas pulling off the upset in Athens, right? I mean,
Texas back, Texas in the playoff.
Absolutely. You know, I think, too, maybe some tough questions going to South Carolina. I mean, because I picked that one big, you know what I'm saying? So, that may be maybe where, you know.
I think LSU would be quite the interesting story. We both have Arkansas pulling the upset. Maybe some Bobby Petrino buzz there.
Lane Kiffin will be a hot topic regardless coming out of this thing, because it'll be one of the last games we watch.
I almost want to go to Oxford, Shane.
Yeah,
just to be in the press room when he gives his post game, because who knows what the hell he's saying, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, hey, this is not what I picked at all, right?
Yeah,
but I want Texas to win. I want Oklahoma to win. Just for the fact that it mucks up all these teams at the top. You know what I mean? Like,
I thought about that. What if Texas wins out, right? Because A&M can afford a loss.
Yeah.
Georgia is in. Texas would be in. Oklahoma beating Bama. Both Oklahoma and Bama would be in still.
Right.
You can't.
Oh, poor Vanderbilt, though. So maybe I don't want this to happen. Because I want Vanderbilt to make it if they go 10-2.
Why can't Vanderbilt if they...
I think we'd run out of spots. And if Alabama, Texas, and Vanderbilt are all 10-2, and Vanderbilt lost to Alabama and Texas,
they're
going to be the one that gets the boot. And because they're Vanderbilt and the committee sucks ass. You know what I mean? So
I'm still not convinced that a 10-2 Vandy still gets in, which is stupid. I mean, even if the scenario that we're throwing out doesn't happen, I feel like there's a little too much love going to some of these other conferences, as always, and they're going to be on the outside looking in.
Hey, shout out Junior. He gave us $10 pre-donating to the Lane to Florida Emergency Pod. Go Gators.
Does he announce it after this game? Or?
Well, hey, shout out David Chambers. Gave us $20, Shay. So Lane Kiffin's staying. Lane announces in the post game after the beatdown, Ole Miss gives Florida in the vault. Saturday night, staying at Ole Miss, Shane.
Pulls off the old, Leonardo DiCaprio. We mentioned him twice in one show.
The old switcheroo, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I ain't going anywhere. That's the one I want to hear.
Oh, I got you now. From Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
I had no idea where you were going with that. The old Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay.
What's eating Gilbert Grape? You remember that one?
All right, buddy. Anything else before we hop off here?
Oh, no. Looking forward to seeing everybody hopefully tomorrow. I mean, Saturday, I'm sorry. Stay tuned. If you hit the thumbs up on your way out, that really appreciate that. If you're heading out to Sevierville next week, remember, we're going to be up there at Tennessee Legends, 7 o'clock. So come have some drinks with us. Have some fun. JP, I appreciate you putting out the list. Shout-outs go to Junior, All Day Trade, Cousin JR, Steven Up, James Kelly, Michael Dunlap, Brittany, Cousin Rick, Doug Dynasty, Gregory Grogan, Carl Judkins, Jonah Williams,
Enthusiast,
Liquid Flames, Brian Jordan, Joe Rogan, Cousin Rick, and David Chambers, and of course JP. Thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it.
Oh, and we forgot, Shane, all these gifted memberships. Junior, gifted, Douglas, Drain, All Day Trey, gifted, MV Longhorn, JR the Legend.
The Legend.
JR.
Legend. Cousin JR has done it again.
Done it again.
To LOA and then Steven Up.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
He gifted Lo Atchison and Liquid Flames, gifted. Da, 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 da. Lawrence Davis, I think I missed another all day Trey is just all day. I can't keep up with you all day. But all of y'all,
welcome to the family.
Yeah, so stay locked in. Emergency podcast. Again, we got an interview dropping tomorrow.
Yeah.
And who knows, Shane? Maybe a coach gets fired on Friday. I don't think it's going to happen, but if it does, I'll be there. I'll be firing it up live, and hopefully we'll have a reaction show or two, because this is so many crazy games, Shane. We might have to do something. And, of course, as always, Saturday night, power rankings, whiskey, bourbon in hand. It's going to be a good time. You know what?
Hell yeah. Look forward to seeing everybody. Have fun. Go Balls!
Where we go?
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.